Lead is a metal found around the world, and it is toxic to humans. For years, lead was used in paint and gasoline, plumbing, and many other items. Lead can still be found in some products and, due to aging infrastructure, occasionally in drinking water supplies. As products containing lead are used or get worn down, say in paint, lead particles can get into the environment and pose a threat. And the threat is most acute to children. As their bodies grow, they're looking for nutrients, and they soak up lead instead of other, healthier nutrients. A child can get lead poisoning by swallowing or breathing in lead. Often, lead poisoning is caused by lead you don't even see. Dust from lead paint is still the number one source of childhood lead poisoning. Young children spend a lot of time on the floor. They like to put their hands, toys, and other things in their mouths. This raises the chances of swallowing lead dust and paint chips. Only a tiny amount of lead is needed to harm a young growing child. Lead poisoning can cause problems with a child's growth, behavior, and ability to learn. Lead can also harm babies before they're born. A child with lead poisoning usually does not look or feel sick. The only way to know for sure is to get a blood test. And that's why New York State enacted legislation to require that all children be screened for lead. Every child in New York must be tested the first year and the second year of age. There are about 500,000 kids in this category. According to the State Health Department, over the most recent 3 years, nearly 500,000 children under the age of 6 were screened for lead poisoning. For the last year in which the department has reported, roughly 1,800 kids tested at levels that exceeded 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood. This epidemic affects mostly young children of color from low-income communities who live in poorly maintained housing where windows, doors, walls, and ceilings produce invisible lead dust that is ingested by infants and toddlers through hand-to-mouth behavior and inhalation. And unfortunately, New York's housing puts children at elevated risk of lead poisoning. New York has both the nation's highest number and highest percentage of its housing stock built before the year 1950. And those houses are most likely to contain lead paint. Because lead harms children even in tiny concentration, like parts per million levels, small increases in the concentration of lead in the child's blood level can have substantial cognitive impacts, with comparatively low blood levels correlating with significant IQ loss. In 1970, when it banned lead in paint, New York was among the leading states taking action, almost a decade before the national residential paint ban went into effect. However, in the year 2019, New York lags in childhood lead poisoning prevention in several key aspects. As a result, thousands of New York's children ingest dangerous levels of lead and could suffer permanently from this entirely preventable exposure. Governor Cuomo's proposed budget responds to this public health crisis by lowering the acceptable blood lead level from 15 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood to 5. The governor also proposes to spend more on this problem by proposing an additional $9.4 million annually for state and local health departments to implement the plan. In addition, the governor proposes that residential rental properties statewide are maintained in a condition that protects children from the dangers associated with exposure to lead-based paint hazards. Lowering the acceptable lead level is a good move, but long overdue. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention took that step in the year 2012 and has since been enacted in several states, including Connecticut, Idaho, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Vermont. All these states cite their decision to move toward the lower CDC guidelines as based on the evidence that supports early intervention as a primary way to prevent the serious health effects suffered by victims of lead poisoning. Even some localities in New York State have acted, including the cities of Buffalo and New York City. If the governor's plan is approved, New York would join that list. This is a matter of utmost importance to public health, social justice, and investment in New York's future, its children. Hopefully, 2019 will be the year New York gets the lead out.